Degrees and cloudy in Nashville. Good morning, I'm Nina Cardona. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 7:04. A bill that would create English-only driver's licenses in Tennessee is on hold in the state Senate as legislators assess lingering questions about how much it would cost. The road tests, where one actually gets behind the wheel, are already exclusively in English. The Senate bill would make it so that people who take the written test in a language other than English get a license that is only valid for 3 years. After that, drivers would have to take the written test again in English. State analysis finds the bill would cost the state nearly $2 million in its first year and $2.2 million for local governments. But there are also some unknown costs that could be incurred. The Tennessee Lookout reports the Senate is waiting to see if the House funds the bill before taking it up in the Finance Committee. One of the biggest economic development deals ever inked in Tennessee has taken a major step forward. The Nashville Business Journal reports executives from Korea Zinc came to Clarksville in person to officially close on the purchase of a factory and two mining sites. The plan is to add 420 jobs over the next several years while investing more than $6.5 billion in expanding the facilities. They'll produce 13 different mineral products, 11 of which are considered crucial to making electronics and computers used in the defense, aerospace, and automotive industries. The gender pay gap has not improved the Metro Nashville workforce since tracking began more than a decade ago. But newly published data shows that starting pay is almost identical for men and women when they're first hired to work for the city. Jihan Muhammad is a research analyst with the Metro Human Relations Commission and produced the Inclusivics Report.
When you look at the starting salary, it looks great. We're like, oh, okay, yeah, me and a man are going to earn almost an identical salary, and hopefully we're going to get promoted and get paid. But something happens. Women are staying behind men.
On our midday show, This is Nashville, Muhammad suggested the city undertake a review of promotions to identify why the pay gap widens the longer women work for the city. The Inclusivics report also recommends that the city give its employees the option to identify as non-binary so the data can be captured and analyzed before the next reporting period. For the first time in a quarter century, Middle Tennessee State University has broken ground on a new student housing facility. The school started work on a new development called the Womack Commons. It will add more than 550 new beds to the campus, replacing the former Womack Lane apartments. The Daily News Journal reports the project is part of a broader $83 million project that includes a nearby parking garage. The new dorm is expected to open by the fall of 2027. You'll find more news anytime at WPLN.org. This is Nashville's local news and NPR station, 90.3 WPLN News.